接下来这一天呢，就是找到工作以后怎么去考虑升职的问题了啊，要 get a promotion 了。
Yeah, a lot of people, when they work, they, after a few years, some after 3 years, some after 5 years, they think, I need a challenge. I want to go further.
当然了，人都要往高处走嘛，你肯定想要晋升，是不是？
Yeah.
达到你事业的一种巅峰嘛。所以 how to climb the ladder of your successful career? 怎么去在你的职场爬你的那个梯子了？这也是有学问的。好，我们来看看。
A chief executive officer is not necessarily someone who has a lot of formal training. So, I doubt more schooling would help you climb up that ladder of success.
一开始作者就说呀，很多那些 chief executive officer, 那些 CEO 啊，公司的首席执行官啊，未必都是 is not necessarily someone who has had a lot of formal training, 未必都是经过正规培训的人。所以呢，我认为啊，我怀疑那些 more schooling, 接受更多的学校教育，未必能够 help you climb the ladder of success.
Yeah, more schooling will not necessarily make you a CEO in the future.
就是。
Like, it's not the essential thing they look at if you have a job interview for a certain position. Like,They also look at other things than your schooling.
所有工作过的朋友都知道，这进入职场跟那学校完全是两码事儿。职场全部靠能力，学校呢都是靠智力，是吧？就靠你的运算能力，靠你的逻辑能力、理解力。这职场啊，可真不是跟学校教育相关的。很多学校分高的，职场上混的还不咋地呢。那到底职场上是要什么能力呢？我们来看一下。
Maybe you should try and change your work habits or character. You cannot just sit around in an organization waiting for people to promote you. You have to let people know you are ambitious and waiting for bigger and more rewarding challenges. You should tell your supervisor or boss that you want to be promoted and rise up that management ladder. A good manager will accept...even respect the fact that you wish for career development. If this is not the case, you should find a new job or new company that will allow you to grow.
发现了，他这大段说了半天就仨字儿，主动求。
Yeah.
你一定要主动。Maybe you should try, 哎，也许呢，你应该试着去 change your work habits or character, 去改变你的一些工作习惯或者是性格。啊，你比如说我就是那种，哎呀，在单位里等着别人来提升我的人，不行，这可不行。You cannot just sit around in an organization waiting for people to promote you.
Yeah, sit around is a way to describe just sitting down and doing nothing really with your time.
坐在那儿干嘛呢？等着别人来提拔你？那怎么可能提拔你呢？你什么都没做，怎么可能提拔你呢？是吧？You have to let people know you're ambitious. 你得让你单位的人知道你这个人啊 ,ambitious, 胸怀大志。Waiting for bigger and more rewarding challenges. 你正在等待更大的、更多的挑战回报。Rewarding challenges, 啊，有挑战的回报。
Yeah, rewarding can be like in terms of money, but usually people who really get promoted, they do it because their manager sees they can get more for it like personally. They can develop some skills they cannot develop in the position they have now.
更重要的是什么呀？不仅你要展现给你的同事们看，你还要 you should try tell your supervisor. 你得走到老板办公室去。你的上司 supervisor 或者你的 boss 也走那儿去，你告诉他 ，You want to be promoted， 我要升职，我想要提拔 ，and rise up， 我要 rise up， 要提拔到 a management ladder， 我要登上管理者的阶层。
Yeah, management is like the whole organization, the whole task division. The director of all that those tasks, that's a manager. So management ladder, like the higher you are in the management ladder, the more responsibilities you get.
西方的文化，包括他们职场文化，都是比较主张这个人有主动性和积极性的，他们比较看重这一点。所以呢，一个好的 a good manager will accept 好的经理呢，他一定会理解。Even respect the fact that you wish for career development. 他甚至还会尊重你发展事业的这个愿望。
Yeah, he will understand.
哎，他很理解，他不会嘲笑你，他会尊重你。If this is not the case, 如果情况不是这样的话，比如说这个老板特别反感你提出这种话，那没事儿，走人。You should find a new job or a new company that will allow you to grow. 你要去另谋高就，找一个能够让自己得到发展，能够 grow 的地方。
Yeah, I mean, imagine you start working maybe at the age of 26, 27, and imagine you cannot develop yourself in a way that you want. I mean, you have to continue until you're 65, yeah, something like that. So, yeah, if you don't have any challenges for yourself, for personal development, personal growth, that job won't make you happy at all.
哎，这个就是个机会，让你试一试你跟老板合不合，气场合不合。你看，哎呦，这种要自我发展的要求，当然前提是你不要太骄傲啊。不是说你动不动就到老板那儿坐着去，我要加薪，我要升职，那这个老板肯定先把你给开了，是吧？你得确实是有实力的，
yeah.
或者是你要展现你的抱负的，你需要提供一个机会的。
True, and that's where networking is very useful for. Like, if you just mention over a coffee, like, yeah, maybe in the future I want to have a position as a manager, but I keep looking, and that you just talk about it in this way, then the manager, if they think, oh, they will remember you, then, yeah, then it's okay, but you shouldn't go to your boss office and say, hey, so when do I get promoted?
太傻了。
Yeah.
这样的话就太傻了，你还要，就像我们聊天室当中的有同学说的，你要是决定要去这个职位，那么你要从现在开始要培养你胜任那个职位的能力，别说把你提拔上去了你也做不了这事儿，那也不行。来下一段。
You must start out small, hoping that one day you will suddenly become a director of a company is doubtful. Getting ready for a slow ascent is more likely. Accept itAnd commit yourself, realizing that it may be a long climb.
这句话就说呀，不要心急、
yeah.
啊，升职呢确实急，但是呢 ，you must start out small. 你要从小处做起，
yeah.
小的能力开始培养起。Hoping that one day you will suddenly become director of a company is doubtful. 天天幻想着 ，hoping， 哎呀，突然有一天就当上了公司的领导了。当上了 director of the company 了。It's doubtful. Doubtful 就是不现实的，是令人怀疑的。
Yeah, like you, it's doubtful that it will be realized, that it's possible.
这不可能的啊。Getting ready for slow ascent. 你要准备好是一种缓慢的 ascent, 提升。
Yeah.
缓慢的升迁。
If you,
it is more likely.
If you ascend the ladder of success slowly and take your steps slowly, then it means you're more likely to get in that position you want. But if you think, oh yeah, I'll be on top of that ladder like in a second, that's not going to happen.
一般的来讲，你升得太快的人都不服众。
Yeah.
你的同事都根本就不服，所以你也管不住你手下的人。慢慢的升迁一般来都是靠实力的。 Accept it, 你要意识到 and commit yourself, realizing that may be a long climb. 你要接受现实，然后呢 commit yourself 就是全力以赴。
Yeah, to spend time and effort for it.
对，然后要意识到 realizing, 这可能是一个漫长的攀登，要花时间的，十年二十年，青春最宝贵的年华奉献在你自己喜欢的事业上，缓慢的攀登，最后到了那个年纪，别人该辞职的辞职了，该退休的退休了，那位置不就是你的了吗？是吧？慢慢来。下一段。
You must start out. You will need some skills to propel you up that ladder of success. You must be competent. That is your need to develop skills in many areas.Such as marketing, human resources, public relations, and finances.
最后说白了，提什么样的人啊？有能力的人。
Mm-hmm.
能力在哪儿呢？ You will need some skills to propel you up that ladder of success. 就是你得要有一些掌握一些促使你自己往上爬升的技能。你得有本事，有水平，
yeah.
有干货。
some skills that push you up that ladder of success.
你得有硬实力。老板提谁，他心里其实是知道的。
You must be competent.
Competent 就是有能力。
Yeah, yet you have certain abilities and certain experiences.
哎，一种胜任工作的各种能力。That is, you need to develop skills in many areas. 就是说呢，这种能力是在各个方面的你都需要的发展的这种能力。比如说市场营销 marketing、
yeah.
全能哈 human resources 人力资源你也得懂 public relations 公关你也得知道 finances 财务你也得会。
Yeah, you have to have a lot of experiences in a lot of fields before you can have like, higher positions than you have now. But it's also logical. I mean, if a higher position includes more responsibility, they want to have people who just know what other people are doing as well.
嗯，这些方面的能力呢，那真的是需要漫长的时间去培养的、
嗯、
是吧，就跟刚才前面那一个 start out small 是一样的、
yeah.
你得首先花很多年的时间去发展你的能力、
yeah.
储备你的资源，然后你才能够到了那个位置，你才能够上得去嘛，是吧，那么想要升迁的话，最后一点最重要的人缘了。
You must also be a good people person. Always cultivating relationships with the people around youHaving Guangxi is a necessary characteristic of any successful CEO.
相信大家都听懂了，哪怕没听懂这段英文，都听懂了关系俩字儿吧。
Yeah, Guangxi is a word that we know in Europe, because we also kind of use that to describe like, relationships we have with, people who work higher than us. Or if you go to an event, to a networking event to get a job,You can say like, yeah, I was working on my Guangxi during that, event. It's just a common word.
大家说是不是金科玉律啊？全世界都这样吧？要想往高层走，不搞关系可能吗？
Yeah, it's like, I don't know why the Chinese word is also used in Western countries for it, but yeah, we just use it as a normal word.
当然了，这外国人说的就不是说只是你搞跟上级的关系了。你还得是一个 good people person.你还得是真是一个有好人缘的一个这么一个人，你还不得罪人，是吧，周围的人你都能处得来。 Always cultivating, 你看这词儿用的耕种去经营 relationships with people around you, 一定要跟周围的人搞好关系。
Yeah, if you cultivate relationships, then you kind of, you think, oh, with that person, I want to get a relationship because you want to,Yeah, get that job. Then, you try to get a relationship with him, like inviting him for a coffee or just, talking to him during a networking event. And people persons are very good at that. They often don't even realize they are networking.
Hey.
But in general, people like people persons. People persons, they are just, yeah, they're fun to talk to.And they also kind of feel, in what way they should talk to other people. They feel how other people feel.
这搞关系其实是挺累的。
Mm-hmm.
有的人他不喜欢搞关系、
yeah.
但是有的人他就很擅长搞关系。
Yeah.
这其实也是一种天赋了啊，真的。比如说到时候给大家举个例，看是在我们的嘉宾老师有一位，哎呦，就这方面就特别厉害，我得向他学习哈。Having 关系，外国人现在光明正大的用这个关系这俩字儿了、
mm-hmm.
就是关系 relationship is the necessary characteristics of any successful CEO. 人家话说的很明白，摆在这儿了，好的关系是任何一位成功的 CEO 首席执行官必备的要素。
Yeah, it like, any successful CEO, they will tell you that they know a lot of people in their field, that they have worked for this company, and that they know that boss from that other company, and that they, had a coffee or a dinner with the manager of that company. Like, they have a lot of experience with people, usually.
对。
And, yeah, being a good people person is not, yeah, it's often also like a part of your character, but youcan learn how to be a better people person. Like, for example, if you're very shy, and you are just used to at an event standing in a corner often, then a first step can be like, just to try to speak at least to one person.
Mm.
And then you already have a sort of victory, right?
所以这事儿就说明啊，这任何一个成功的是吧，爬到高位的人都是有两把刷子的。也不是随随便便的，好像仅仅是你跟他有亲戚关系好像就能够提你的，这种毕竟是少数，更多数的人他就有很多的能力的。所以我们总结起来，求高升的必备要素就有什么呢？第一，你要主动去求，对吧，一定要主动。另外呢，要细水流，你要做好长期的心长艰苦奋战的心理准备，不要指望我五年就能第一关，我十年第二关，那不行。第三，你得要怎么着，能力修，能力得提上去，得 hold 得住。第四是人缘有，还得搞好关系。
Yeah,
这是职场的大白话呀，真是。
It is like, all the things he says, like, it's very logical, and I think of all of the things he mentioned, having Guangxi is like the most difficult one for people in the West, to be honest. Like, it's difficult to, yeah, to know how to present yourself towards someone.And, in school, of course, you learn a lot of knowledge, you have a lot of, yeah, you know a lot about the field that you want to work in, but usually people lack certain social skills that are as essential as academic background.
对了，所以今天呢，我们看书有道就和大家分享的这两篇文章全是职场的实在话啊。
嗯，
大家要是觉得这两方面都有需求的话，就按照这个方向吧，啊，去钻研钻研，努力努力。干得好不如干得巧啊，有句俗话说，这个机会都是留给有准备的人，但是现在看来，机会也许会更加青睐巧准备的人。青春珍贵，一切技巧都是为了效率的提高。好了，今天的看书美文就和大家分享到这里，非常感谢 Judy 老师。
Thank you all for listening.
大家好像猜到了我所说的那个 good people person 是谁了哈，对了，他明儿就来了。好了，那我们就下次见，拜拜。
See you next